News reports of a possible federal probe of Honolulu City Prosecutor Keith Conosciuro and two of his top deputies finally shook loose a statement released by the office yesterday afternoon. It said in part, "We do not comment on investigations any grand jury may or may not be conducting. Judgment should be based on facts and not conjecture and be reserved until the legal process concludes." But we did reach out to former Honolulu City Prosecutor Peter Carlisle to talk about what all this means for the judicial process.
It's a very dark cloud, and it's a very black eye for law enforcement in general.
What's the way forward?
The way forward is to move quickly by getting the to understand what the law is. The law is the prosecuting attorney may be impeached for malfeasance, misfeasance, or nonfeasance in office. And the Supreme Court of the state can constitute a board of impeachment in any proceeding for the removal of the prosecuting attorney. So, step one, do we have malfeasance, misfeasance, or nonfeasance? No doubt about it. The board of inquiry of impeachment is the Supreme Court of the state of Hawaii. That is, and what they can do is they can appoint a master and invest that master with the power to investigate the charge and report to the board or to the Supreme Court. If that charge is sustained, the prosecuting attorney is deemed removed from office. So that's the law. Pragmatically, what we need to do more than anything else is to get moving quickly on the situation in the prosecuting attorney's office and not just let it fade slowly away. The sooner we get to this, the sooner we're going to have an effective prosecuting attorney's office, which we do not have right now.
We saw what happened with the police department.
Absolutely true. And you know, that the sad thing about that is I'm a big fan of Louie Kealoha, but Catherine Kealoha, I can't comprehend what she's thinking most of the time. But it is a crying shame, and it all falls under the sort of the broad brush of corruption.
Because you've held that position before, and we've never really had a situation like this, have we?
No, we haven't had this level of ineptitude.
What does this mean for the office?
Well, it means the office needs to be taken care of, and we need to get out from underneath the layer of suspicion that currently exists about that current office and start moving forward with turning it back into the office that it once was when it was effective and well-managed.
I know I covered a case involving the gambling machines, and I was surprised when the judge at the time, I think Randall Yee, asked the deputy if he had read the files, the records, and he said he didn't, that he was new to the office and that he had acquired, I think, Catherine Kealoha's cases, which were some pretty complicated cases. And I think in that particular instance, I think the judge threw out the case against the defendant.
That's obviously part of the problem with a system that doesn't have effective people in the office. And if they're making mistakes at that level where a judge has to tell them what to do, and you have people who don't know what they're doing, you're never going to have a law enforcement agency that will do its job correctly.
Were you surprised to learn about this investigation?
No.
Why not?
I have people who call and speak to me regularly and give me information, all of whom like to remain anonymous. What I was learning was essentially very damning in terms of the way the office was being run.
As far as the impeachment process, you talked about malfeasance,
misfeasance,
or nonfeasance. What's the difference?
Well, malfeasance is when you're actually doing something. Misfeasance suggests something very similar, but nonfeasance means you're just not doing anything.
And you think that that we need to start moving in that direction of impeachment?
Absolutely. Unequivocally and quickly.
So who has to take the first step?
Well, I think the first step is the people who are now gathering essentially charges in writing, and with 500 duly registered voters of the city and signatures. So my understanding is that that's in the process of being done.
How quick could you get someone in there to replace Keith Kaneshiro?
That's a good question, and it would have to be through an election. There's essentially a timetable that's put together depending on how much longer that person is going to be in the prosecutor's office. It's a four-year office, and if it's 2 years is still up, then you've got a couple of years. But frankly, in the circumstances that exist right now, there is an accelerated timetable that would allow for a quicker resolution of the case.
And you held that job before. You went on to run for mayor and served as mayor. Would you consider going back and taking that job again?
The prosecuting attorney's job?
Yes.
I'd love to do it. It's actually what I'm trained to do. All of my best cases or most significant cases came when I was trying cases in the prosecutor's office as the prosecuting attorney. One of the things that I learned when I was trying significant cases was that because the people know you as the prosecuting attorney, you have a certain advantage over some of the defense attorneys who are less well known.
I know when Catherine Kealoha's cases were coming up, some of the defense attorneys were talking about going to court and, I guess, reopening some of the cases that she handled. Do you worry about that?
It depends on whether or not jeopardy is attached. I mean, if it's a case that was already tried, then obviously you can't retry it. But am I concerned about learning more things about what was going on in the prosecutor's office when it was under Keith's command along with Catherine Kealoha? No, I think the more we learn about that, the better.
There are calls, I think, from members of the police commission and I think one city council member for Keith Kaneshiro and his deputies to step aside while this investigation is going on. Do you agree with that?
Certainly.
Anything else you think that is important for us to be talking about as a community right now?
The number one thing that we need to do is to get back on track with that office. And the sooner we do that, the better.
That was former Honolulu Mayor and City Prosecutor Peter Carlisle. We should mention that the defendant involved in that gambling case we were talking about has begun gathering signatures on a petition to begin the impeachment process. Tracy Yoshimura had twice been hit with gambling charges, which were ultimately dismissed. Yoshimura told HPR this morning he had 250 of the 500 signatures that he believes he needs to begin the impeachment process. The bottom line is their cause.